you can describe Troy in three words, what would it be?
Positivity, community, love.
And why did you pick those three?
Because Troy is becoming a standing point for the community where all we want to do is provide love, positivity. We all come together as like a family and give strength to each other.
Have you lived in Troy your entire life, or did you discover it later in life? And if so, how?
Actually, you know, I've been in Troy for about 2 years. I'm originally from Buffalo, New York, and I've been living in the Capital Region for 4 years total. And since I've been in Troy for the last 2 years, it just felt like home to me.
Since you've been here, are there any differences that you've noticed here that you don't have in Buffalo?
Definitely. Safety is one of the biggest things that we don't have. And then the closeness of the community, getting out and wanting to help each other and wanting to be involved with each other and providing that safe net zone.
What are some activities do you like around here?
I like the Troy Night Out. The fact that we all can come together as one. And the pig roast definitely is one of my favorites. Who doesn't like a little pork in their system? And then coming together over food always brings everybody together.
And lastly, what do you think as a community we can improve on?
I would say just letting everybody know the things that we do have available and how to come together even more and make this more bigger and positive events overall.
Can you describe Troy in three words?
Dangerous, not extremely clean, but nice.
Can you explain why you chose those words?
Because I feel like it's dangerous here because we always had to worry about violence and guns and fights here for some reason. The streets and everything aren't really clean because people don't want to take part into like clean up the areas they live in and everything. And it's just nice here at times. Like if you're in certain neighborhoods, it's really nice here and the people you meet.
Can you describe like what some of the nice areas you've been in?
I mean like every area has their like qualities and like everything could be nice there. Like some people could live in a bad neighborhood, but they're nice themselves, so people like that. Like where I live, which is near Lansingburg, well, technically in Lansingburg, because I go to Lansingburg High School, the people there are extremely nice, but there's also violence around, but it's not always the people that live there.
So have you lived here your entire life, or did you just move here like later in life?
I've been here for 15 years or so. I've been here about like 20 years or so. I used to live down this city, so coming up here when I was young is a little bit difficult because schooling had to switch for me and everything, so.
Is there any, like, differences that you've seen in Troy that you didn't see in the city?
The food places. There's not a lot of food trucks and everything. Like, in the city, there's, like, food trucks on every block. There's always somewhere to eat, and it's always really good food. While here, we don't really have that. We have like corner stores a lot, but like they don't always have like really, really good food.
And lastly, what do you think as a community we can improve on? And how can we improve on it?
I feel like we could start like helping cleaning up by like maybe have like for like off day, we can all actually as a community actually clean up while some people from certain communities clean up, go somewhere else to clean, while we could just stay here and clean where we live. So I feel like that would help out a lot in like how trashy it is and everything.
If you can describe Troy in three words, what would it be?
Progressive, innovative, young.
And why did you pick those three words?
Because it's true. Like Troy is one of the most progressive cities, and it's the most progressive and the youngest city in the Capital Region. There's a lot of young entrepreneurs, there's a lot of young companies, there's a lot of innovation, and the rest of the region should really pay attention to that and make it easier for younger entrepreneurs in their cities to do what Troy has allowed young people to do in Troy.
What do you think might attract people outside of Troy?
The events, the people, how easy it is to build community, And of course, things like this, the Sanctuary for Independent Media is a great place to meet people, enjoy events, host your own event, you know, take a class. And it's definitely, that's something that people look for in regards to a place that they can see themselves become rooted to.
Can you describe some events you might recommend?
Oh, tons. There's the Suffragette Music Series, Troy Night Out, of course, and there's a really awesome event called Poly that's a safe space for LGBTQ people of color and female-identified people in order to socialize, dance, and it raises money for nonprofit organizations as well. So,
lastly, what do you think what Troy as a community can work on? What do you think Troy as a community can work on?
Listening to marginalized people. Because we live an experience that a lot of people think they know about and they don't know unless they talk to us and take us seriously.
Thank you. What do you think about Troy?
I think Troy is a very interesting city because it has such an amazing history and it's got so much diversity, and there's a lot of spirit and effort to try and just improve things. People caring about their neighbors.
If you can describe Troy in 3 words, what would it be and why?
Potential. History and compassion.
Have you lived here your entire life, or did you move here later in life? And if so, what attracted you to come here?
I don't live here now. I've come for today's festival. I have lived in Troy in the past, but it's a city I like coming to because I like the people and the activities.
And lastly, what do you think Troy can improve on?
I think it's important that we think about providing safe homes and neighborhoods for everybody here, and never making it difficult for those who are already here. I don't want to see them crowded out by all the growth that's going on right now.
And what is your name?
Amajie.
How long have you been living in Troy?
My whole life.
Whole life. And how old are you?
17.
Do you like Troy? And if you do, what's your best experience?
I like how big the town is, but I feel like we need more things here because, like, more activities. Like, there's not, like, arcades, or there's only one bowling alley here now. Like, there's not many activities for, like, children or adults to do things with their children, too.
So you're saying there should be, like, more activities added in Troy?
Yes.
And what school do you go to?
Lanceburg High.
What grade are you in?
I'm going to be a senior.
What are your plans for after high school?
I'm thinking about taking the fall semester off and then starting in, like, next year to go to college, because I want to be a director and movie producer.
Do you know what college you're planning on going to?
Not yet, but I hope I decide soon.
What kind of movies will you be, like, directing if you ever get that job?
Probably mostly comedy, because, like, I love to laugh and love other people laughing, and then maybe some horror movies. But I get really scared easily, so that might be a struggle. And then some documentaries, because I think those are really cool.
And how will you use your freedom to direct the stories? I mean, the movies.
I think that would be a great way to actually present freedom, because when you create something, you get to do whatever you want and, like, go any direction you want. There's nobody, like, holding you back from your creativity.
And in your opinion, what is freedom?
Freedom to me is when you can let yourself be free and let go and not, like, have anybody behind your ear telling you you can't do this, you can't do that, and like holding restrictions on you.
Well, thank you for your time. Hey, what is your name?
Guy Schaefer.
And how long have you been living in Troy?
On and off, 7 years.
Do you like Troy and like the experience?
I love Troy. I moved to this city about 5 years ago, and I just like found myself being drawn back to Troy. There was something so exciting to me about the kind of potential here. Like, it feels like it's so easy to have an idea and like make things happen. It also feels like there's just so much, like it's so easy to find community as well. So yeah, I've got a lot of love for this city.
Can you tell me one thing that you did in Troy that you really loved?
One thing I did in Troy that I really loved. I guess like the most joyous moment in Troy for me was this this like marching band performing under a bridge. Like maybe 6 years ago, there was just this like crazy show where like there were just like over 100 people, I think like crammed under the Hoosick Street, the 7th Route 7 overpass, listening to some marching band and just like dancing like crazy and like sweating and dancing everywhere. It was amazing. It was just like a beautiful, joyous, chaotic kind of occasion. So, yeah.
I don't really have any other questions to ask you, but thank you. Yeah. And what is your name?
Taria.
How long have you lived in Troy?
15 years.
Another question is, do you like Troy? And if you say yes, what do you like about Troy?
Troy is okay. Like, it's not one of my favorite places on Earth. But what do I like about Troy? I like where I go to school, really. It's really nice there. But, like, it's not one of my favorite places, to be honest.
And what school do you go to?
I go to Lansingborg High School.
And what grade are you in?
I'm a senior. I'm super excited for this year, to be honest.
Do you have any plans for after high school?
I plan on going to college. I want to go to SUNY Potsdam. It's 4 hours north, and it's super cold there, but it's fine.
What major do you think you would be interested in when you go to college?
To be honest, I don't really know. I was thinking about taking like creative writing and writing classes and maybe do some media stuff with like technology so I can know how to like edit and whatnot, but I don't know.
Do you think that you'll have the freedom to like say anything that you want in the media and creative writing?
I feel like I should be able to, because it's how I feel in writing, and when I talk to people, it's how I feel. Like, should I sit here and not say certain things because of everybody else, or should I focus on myself?
And in your opinion, what is freedom?
Freedom is the ability to write whatever you want. That's about it.